Saker, our relationship coach, with us from Farnham. Now, Stu, you admitted last week your food order comes on a Sunday. Was it all present and correct this week?
It was pretty much all there. Most important, the veggie burgers were there.
Oh, because that's your
tips for tea.
Yeah,
again.
Your Sunday tea. Are they good ones?
It's the Beyond Meat ones. We're fans of them. They're lovely.
Oh, that's good. Now, yeah. Do you ever get any odd substitutions in your food order?
Well, I've had a few. Actually, I've had to give some away because we're actually all vegan in my family and some of the substitutions haven't been vegan. So, I'm not sure about it at the moment, but certainly at the start of the lockdown, we're not supposed to, you know, refuse substitutions if possible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because it's quite difficult. They don't want to take the product back, people handling it and everything. So you just accept it. So I did have to pass on some creamed spinach. And as a bonus, the person who accepted that then didn't know they were going to get a tub of Haagen-Dazs ice cream as well.
Oh, marvellous.
Yeah, they were the winner.
Yes, certainly result. Well, at least they've not put in meat. That would be the worst thing, wouldn't it, to substitute?
Yeah, they haven't done that, yeah.
John, I remember the very first time I ever did online shopping. I mean, this is years ago now. And I was saying to my husband, because he really likes wine, I'm like, wait, these wines are so cheap. He's going, get loads. When they came, we realised why they were so cheap. They were like the ones you get on a plane. I didn't read the measurement amount.
Oh, little tiny ones.
Yeah, we were killing ourselves. Oh, well, I'm glad you're all nice and full.
Yes, we are, yeah.
Brilliant.
All full and happy.
Oh, good. Now, this week, I know you mentioned you've been going swimming, but it has been a tad chilly this week.
I did not get my bikini on this week. Far too cold for a swim in the pond.
I don't blame you.
I had to get out my coat.
It was a
shock. Heating on.
Oh, don't. I know. I have to say, I went back to wearing a jacket again. I didn't go as far as a coat, but tonight, because I thought it was going to be chilly when I leave, I'm back in boots and tights again, which is slightly depressing.
Yeah. We got used to that hot, sunny weather. We feel like it was going to be like that forever, didn't we?
It would have been nice, wouldn't it? I know we did need some rain, but, you know, if it just rained at night, that would work really well for me.
Definitely. I agree.
Now, what top tips have you got for us this week?
Right. So your first one this week is, I've talked before how poor communication skills can have a real bad impact on relationships, and we can all get into some quite bad habits with our communication between couples and also within families. And one quite common one that can afflict some couples and whole families even is the habit of disagreeing. And what I mean that by this is, almost no matter what is suggested by partner A, B always disagrees in the first instance. So if A suggests red, B will insist on blue. But if A were to suggest blue first, B will inevitably have wanted red. And it's a habit as much as anything. And the way to change it, as with all habits, is firstly to notice that it's happening. So just look at how you're communicating in your relationship or within the family. And secondly, if you have got this pattern going on, start to consciously try and replace it. In this case, with firstly finding your partner right or another member of the family. So if someone suggests something, start with finding something good about the suggestion or trying to agree with them in some way. Even if you want to sort of redirect them or try and modify it a little bit, at least start with finding them right. So that's your first one. The second one is, I was chatting with friends today and we compared how pretty much for all of us have had some fairly stormy times in our relationships during the earlier parts of lockdown. But for most of us, it feels like it's got a bit calmer in our relationships and within our family units. I think there's probably a few reasons for this. Partly we've got a bit more freedom to get out, so we're all getting a little bit more space from one another. But also we've adapted to the circumstances. So that change can create some conflict, and we've all had to work through that, and probably our relationships are in a different place now. But generally, conflict in relationships doesn't have to be a bad thing. It's just a change that something's trying to happen, something's trying to change, or, you know, the way you're operating as a couple needs to adapt. And while we're in these calmer waters, if you are finding yourself in quite a good place in your relationship, it's actually a good time to have a chat about how you want to be if things get stormy again in the future. And, you know, maybe there's some agreements you can make, something like, you know, perhaps even if you can't not go to bed on an argument, you might make sure you always agree that you're going to try your best to reconcile it the next day, and you both, you know, say that you want to get over it and get back on track. Or you might agree to try and always listen to the other person's point of view. So this is a good time when things are calm or things are good in your relationship to try and think about how you want to be if they get difficult again. And then the third one is another thing that can really bring a bit of life, especially to long-term relationships, is trying to do or just planning something new or different. It could be something small like a new hobby that you take up together, or you could be a longer, bigger project. I mean, actually, we went as a family, we drove to Devon yesterday and bought a second-hand caravan. So it was very exciting. The whole family got really excited. But it could be something that you're planning for your house or anything else in the future. It's just great to have a shared excitement or a shared goal or a shared hobby that you can work on together. It just brings a bit of new life into an existing relationship. So that's my three this week.
Sue, they are all brilliant. And that's so interesting, especially that first one about find your partner right.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there has been a lot of niggling going
on. Niggling.
That is brilliant. And your caravan, how exciting.
Oh, beyond exciting. I mean, it's quite an old caravan, but we were very excited.
Is this something that you'd thought about before or just now?
Yeah, we'd sort of had it in mind over the winter that we probably were going to get one this year, and then it just seems quite a good option at the moment as no one can fly anywhere or anything.
Yeah.
So we'd found it online, but we had to go and view it. So we trip to Devon, although I've got to say, with the roads empty, the speediest trip to Devon ever.
I can imagine. Now, Jill, I've not had to go to a service station, but the toilets open.
They were. We were a bit worried
good.
About that, but it was quite eerie because it was so quiet. There's so few traffic, so little traffic. So
yeah.
It was really quiet, and just the toilets were open and a coffee shop and I think one of the takeaway food places was open.
But
it was just quite weird, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I expect you will never do the journey in that time again.
No. I mean,
how
not
lovely.
Often you can do a day trip to Devon.
No, I know. So are you going to keep it there?
Yeah, it's got to stay there for a few weeks while they service it and everything, and then the aim is to pick it up and hopefully go on our first holiday if caravan parks open up at the start of July.
Wow.
The current thinking. So yeah.
Oh, Sue, how exciting.
I know, it was really exciting.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, definitely planning a new thing certainly worked for you this week, Sue.
It did, yep.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for that. Lovely to catch up with you. Have a lovely week and we'll have more brilliant top tips from you next Sunday.
Lovely. Thanks, Nikki. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. Here's Bob Marley and the